Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In Washington, First Lady Michelle Obama is giving the keynote today at the annual conference of the Partnership for a Healthier America. That's the group that works with private companies, including food manufacturers, to find healthier ways of doing business. It was a hard sell a few years back, but increasingly some big companies are learning that marketing the good-for-you stuff can help the bottom line. NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey has been attending the conference. She's here to tell us what she's hearing. But first, look back. Companies that have already made commitments in the past.
Sure. Hi there, Robin. Looking back, I think that when this initiative got going, some of the first commitments we heard about were from big retailers. Walmart is probably the best example. And back then, they pledged to do some simple things. Now we're going back 3 or 4 years. They pledged to do some really simple things, such as make whole wheat pasta the same price as white pasta, work with their suppliers to bring down sugar and salt content by small amounts. And these kinds of things may sound insignificant, but if the nation's largest retailer uses pricing structure to incentivize or nudge people to choose a healthier thing, a whole wheat over a refined grain, then you could argue this is a start. And given Walmart's size and its clout with suppliers, you start to see how the marketplace starts to shift a little.
Well, does it? I mean, that's a question. They can incentivize, but is it working?
Well, it's a question that's still trying to be answered. Researchers are looking at this now. I would point to a healthcare company called Humana Vitality, and they're looking at testing how financial incentives may sway shoppers. They've actually enrolled people who are enrolled in their health insurance plans. They're letting them sign up for rebates on things like vegetables and fresh produce when they shop in Walmarts, so these healthier foods become more affordable. And the result of a pilot study of this concept found that it's effective if the rebate is kind of high enough. If you get a 25% rebate, that would lead to about a 10% increase, more or less, in the healthy food you put in your cart. That's what they're finding.
Well, you know, that backs up other studies that show that if you literally give people money, like a dollar, they will make a healthier choice. But what are other strategies companies are using?
Well, marketing and I guess good old-fashioned advertising. One of the partnerships that got a lot of attention at the conference this week is a collaboration between Bird's Eye, the frozen food pioneer, and Disney. Bird's Eye announced plans to team up with Disney and kind of leverage the appeal or the power of these teen Disney stars to jazz up the image of vegetables. And the president of the company told me he thinks it's turning out to be a pretty good strategy. He said when they first started stepping up advertising directly to tweens and teens and kids in this space last year, their sales went up 8% in an industry that kind of has flat growth overall. So, you know, there has been a lot of criticism of marketing to kids in the past, but companies know it works. And hey, if it's vegetables that are being pitched instead of fries and soda, I think there are probably far fewer people complaining.
Well, if these are future Justin Timberlakes pitching them, then it's going to work. But just briefly, you have about a minute here, touch on preschoolers.
Sure. Well, another commitment announced this week at the conference came from Knowledge Universe. They are a very large operator of daycare centers across the country. And what they pledged to do is to increase focus on fruit and vegetable snacking, increase focus on physical activity, things that you might expect. But interestingly, they're also moving to family-style meals. I talked to their dietitian who told me that this is based on research that finds when you put food in dishes in the middle of a table and the kids pass it around and serve themselves, not only do they eat a larger variety of foods, but they also tend to experiment more. So if the first kid takes the hummus and broccoli, well, then there's a sort of a copycat effect, and others around the table are likely to do the same.
Fascinating. Okay, who are you again?
Allison Aubrey.
Your food and health
you
correspondent.
You got it right, Robin.
One of those days. Sorry. And take care. You're listening to Here and Now.